I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited's show called Long Form Duke Ellington Compositions. In this hour, we are going to have two of them. The first one is the Liberian Suite, which was commissioned by the country of Liberia in Africa. And it's a 1947 recording. And it'll be in two parts. And then we will hear the whole Degas suite at one time. And that is a suite having to do with horse racing. And it was a score for a film that never got finished. And that's also some interesting music. So sit back and relax and enjoy a couple of Duke Ellington's long form suites right here on Jazz Unlimited.
The sunrise, 'cause it brings a new day. I like the sunrise, it brings new hope, they say. I like the sunrise. Blazing in the new sky, nighttime is weary. Oh, and so am I. Every evening I wish upon a star that my brand new bright tomorrow very far. When that heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, way out of sight, I like the sunrise so heavily to see. I like the sunrise, I hope it likes for me. Star that my brand new bride tomorrow isn't very far. When that heavy blue curtain of night is raised up high, way out of sight, I like the sunrise. so heavily to see. I like the sunrise. I hope it likes for me. Thank you.
started the second hour of Duke Ellington's long-form works with the Liberian Suite, Part 1, commissioned again by Liberia. And the parts of it are I Like the Sunrise, and then Dance Number 1 and Dance Number 2. And we got a vocal from Al Hibbler on the first part. And we also heard Harry Carney on baritone, Al Sears on tenor, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Tyree Glenn on both trombone and vibes. We've got the Degas Suite, and then in the third hour, Lionel Hampton and the Don Pullen George Adams Quartet, along with the Queen's Suite and Night Creature. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now, following the station break, we have the second part of the Liberian Suite, and it's dances number 3, 4, and 5. Duke Ellington himself is heard on piano, Ray Nance on violin, Harry Carney on baritone, Tyree Glenn returns on trombone with our own Charlie Baker on trumpet, and Sam Woodyard on drums and timpani in 1947 on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was part two of the Liberian Suite, and it's the third through the fifth dances. And this is Duke Ellington's long-form works on Jazz Unlimited tonight. Ellington was heard on piano with Ray Nance on violin, Harry Carney on baritone, Tyree Glenn on trombone, Shorty Baker on trumpet, Sam Woodyard on drums and timpani in 1947. And one of the things that you will find tonight is the absence of any solos by Johnny Hodges. And that's because he did not like these long-form works. He liked the shorter ones. So all he did was play in the section, and Duke didn't bother to have him soloing in these things. And now, following the station break, we've got the Degas Suite, again a film score for an unfinished film, which was called Racing World. And the parts to it are introduction, race, racing, piano pastel, improvisation, Marcia Regina, daily double, drawings, promenade, and sonnet. And the soloists are Willie Cook on trumpet, Chuck Connors on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and tenor, Russell Procope on alto, Paul Gonsalves on tenor, Harold Ashby on tenor, Harry Carney on baritone and bass clarinet, Duke Ellington on piano, and it's a 1968 recording. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we close the second hour of Duke Ellington's long-form compositions with the Degas Suite, which was a film score for an unfinished film called Racing World, and it was played by a 12-piece Duke Ellington group, which he called his small band. And we heard such people as Harry Carney on baritone sax and bass clarinet, Duke on piano, and Russell Prokop on clarinet, and Paul Gonsalves on tenor. So sit back and relax and enjoy the third hour. And that's going to be one that starts with Lionel Hampton and George Adams and Don Pullen, following the station break.